This is Free Radio. This is the Big O. This is Orion.
Heaven, move me, move my soul. Here comes the beat. Here comes the beat patrol.
Hi, it's the Big O with Starship, and Beat Patrol gets us underway. That's Starship from the album No Protection, and Beat Patrol that gets us underway today. We've got all the normal stuff coming up for a Sunday. The Cuttings Club with information about highly respected Dublin solicitors that literally get away scot-free after being convicted of operating pirate radio stations. Something mildly interesting for you. That's coming up later. Hang on, we'll get this switch in here and bring in Midnight Oil. What's the publicity about this group in the press of late? But they still couldn't get a hit with this one. Beds Are Burning. That's Midnight Oil. They're fronted by a giant of a man with a bald head. You didn't know that, did you? And that's Beds Are Burning, of course, from their album Diesels and Dust. One more time. I know how these records end, you see. Well, it's my job, isn't it? It's a hobby, really, but you take it fairly seriously. Right, we're going back now to 1980 before we get into the Cuttings Club. Crash. What a crash, eh? I tell you what, I'm picking up tips from Steve after hearing him on the air last week. Well, apologies for crashing the vocals on that record. I haven't heard it for quite some time, but it is a good one. From the album Dubbin Waiters, a hit single for the Corgis featuring James Warren from way back in 1980. And if it's all right with you, baby, it's all right with me. You're listening to the Big O on possibly on 6290 kilohertz this morning, simply because we have good reason to believe that WFRL will be on 6.299 or thereabouts. Right. Anyway, the first of the Cuttings Club clippings for today. Here's a good one. It says here, Ireland's pop pirates are sunk, and in big letters it says, that's your lot, sunshine. Ireland's pop pirates are about to be scuppered, it says. The big switch-off was announced yesterday. Communications Minister Ray Burke vowed they go off the air, full stop. There is no cooling-off period. The independent national radio network is expected to start broadcasting early next year, and the national commercial TV station should follow in the autumn. Mr. Burke made it clear that the Republic's 70 or so pirate radio stations are broadcasting on borrowed time. It is vitally important that they be put off the air, he told a Dublin press conference. Sunshine Radio boss Robbie Robinson warned last night to close down the existing pirate radio stations without providing an immediate alternative would be very serious. If the legislation isn't operated properly, it will put hundreds of people out of work, he added. In Dublin, there are two commercial radio stations available, and we have been applying for one. Sunshine Radio, set up in 1980, has a weekly audience of 346,000. Mr. Burke's conference yesterday was to announce plans for a watchdog body to monitor the new independent radio and TV network. It will meet opposition demands for a control along the lines of Britain's independent broadcasting authority. The bill setting up the watchdog will go before the Dáil next week. There will be two local radio stations in Dublin, one in Cork and one in each county. VHF radio stations can also be set up, it says here, in any town with a population greater than 1,500 people. That's not bad, is it? That sounds fairly reasonable. I can't see the Irish pirate radio stations simply going off the air just like that. No way, no way. Well, they're a license to print money. Right, we're going to rock now on the Big O. This is Terraplane and a track called Drugs.
Drugs, give them back. You won't look good with a monkey on your back.
Drugs from Terraplane. Quick cutting here about NLV Radio. Pirates Hiccup says here, Keithley's illegal radio station NLV suffered transmitting problems during its first week broadcasting after an 8-week break. Presenter Stevie B says the station broadcasting on 104.9 FM was off the air for 2 afternoons this week due to a transmitter burnout. Yes, I know the feeling. A great deal of work has gone into ensuring the studio and equipment is totally secure and free from possible confiscation, he says. This has meant setting up a very complicated system using a loophole we believe we have found in the law. I'd like to know what that is. And he says, as with many new things, there are teething problems. And, well, Steve's just bought me a drink here, so I'm about to become lubricated. And while I do that, have a listen to this one from Supertramp from the album Breakfast in America. Goodbye, Stranger.
Early morning yesterday.
Goodbye, Stranger, from Supertramp's album, Supertramp's album, Breakfast in America. The Big O. Well, we're going to give you some information in just a short while about FM free radio activity in the West Midlands, because this is news that you won't have been able to obtain from the Anorak's weekly report, because for some reason, I'm not entirely sure why, but they've been missing out the Midlands, or at least the western part of the West Midlands in their publication of late. So we'll be giving you details about Powerhouse Enterprise, a new station that was supposed to come on the air called Kiss FM, but that was only heard once, and also PCRL. Did I say that? Probably not. Anyway, we'll be giving you details on all that sort of stuff after this one from Jimi Hendrix, and it's a track called Crosstown Traffic. Crosstown Traffic. Well, Steve's here in the studio, and shall I tell the listeners what Steve's doing? He has in fact got a calculator in his hand, and he's working out how much Barry Johnson makes on the weekly report and all the merchandise that he sells. But we have in fact worked out how much Barry's making, but we're not going to reveal that anyway. But he's on to a fairly good thing. Seriously, we are going to give some information out about what's been happening in the West Midlands at the moment. Like now, we've heard Electro Radio, not Radio Network, if Barry is listening. I know he printed that it was called Radio Network, and that was entirely our fault because we misheard it, but this is absolutely genuine. This can be printed in the weekly report because it is 100% kosher. We heard Electro Radio on, what was it, 107 FM, was it? Well, just about, round about 107 megahertz FM, very high in frequency, but with a very, well, fairly weak signal at one of our listening locations. We've also heard Powerhouse Radio. Powerhouse Radio are still going strong, and they haven't been radioed as far as we know, which is a miracle in itself. We're not going to give any more details about the sites they may be using, but they're going on till 6 o'clock in the morning. Is that right, Steve?
Yep.
I have heard them during the early hours of the morning, but you're saying that they're going on every day until 6 a.m. Tuesday and Wednesday last week, they were definitely on till 6 a.m. So we can safely say that Powerhouse are coming on for 12 hours a day they're on at 4 in the afternoon, aren't they? So, as far as we know, the current broadcasting schedule for Powerhouse Radio is they come on between 4 in the afternoon and 6 in the morning. That's not too bad, but it's fairly naffo. Switch the old tuner on, Steve. Are they on? They sometimes come on for extended hours at the weekends, and this program isn't entirely live anyway, I must admit. But not live and direct to you, but we were yesterday. Let's see if we can hear them. There's a lot of arcing, crackling going on here.
What?
I tell you what, Steve, oh dear, we've got this problem again. Why did I say switch the tuner on? We've got a tuner here in the studio. Ah, oh, we're all right now.
Was it in the socket in there?
Let's see if we can hear Powerhouse on.
Powerhouse are on.
See if we can hear them doing a link. That's Electro. So in the background there, you can hear Electro Radio from the West Midlands. There they go. Turn the AF gain up. Not going to say anything now.
No, nothing's going to say anything.
Yes, let's just see if we can find Powerhouse. Well, that's Powerhouse. Playing at Whitney Houston. And at the moment, Enterprise Radio are off the air, aren't they? Or are they back? They're back on. Sorry, they're back on. They have. It's not very strong signal. They have been raided and they've been off the air for quite some days. I think they have got trouble with the link there. There's a lot of noise coming over on the link, because on the other day, I tuned in and they got Radio 2 coming over with the link.
Yeah, I've heard that.
They've heard that. They got Radio 2 coming over with the link, which wasn't too clever, really. And PCRL, of course, they have been raided during the past couple of weeks, but in fact, they may have been raided more than once. I wouldn't put my life on it, but they're still booming away, aren't they? Old Cecil Morris on the air. Excuse me, hiccuping after having a glass of pop there. Right, okay, so to reiterate some West Midland-based free radio news, Electro are on sort of irregularly. They're not on every night, are they? But they are on. They were on Thursday night, weren't they? On 107 megahertz FM. Also, Powerhouse going every day from four in the afternoon till six in the morning. And not Electro, PCRL and Enterprise. At the current state of play, broadcasting 24 hours a day on 90.9 and 103.6 respectively. And there was a station that I heard rumoured that was going to come on 7 days a week playing disco music in the West Midlands, but it was only heard once, wasn't it, on Sunday night. Was it last Sunday night they were heard, or the Sunday before that? I can't remember now. It was Kiss FM, and they weren't very good. The signal wasn't very good, and they went off. Because one of my, should we say an acquaintance of mine rang me up and said that this Kiss FM was going to come on, playing disco music 24 hours a day, starting not this Friday just gone, but the Friday before that, but nothing's been heard, so I think we can safely abandon ideas of Kiss FM in the West Midlands. Right, more music from Ann Turner. This is Heaven's Far Away. That's Anne Turner from Scotland, she is, and that's on the RCA record label, and a flop, unfortunately. Quite a good track, but a little bit overproduced. It's called Heaven's Far Away. And talking of things that are a long, long way away, this is a track called Long, Long Way, from the O Band, appropriately enough, on the Big O. Sammy Hagar. Switch that tuner off, Steve. That's Sammy Hagar from his album Danger Zone from 1980, and a track called Another Night. And before that, the O Band, and a track entitled, so long ago I've forgotten it. No, it wasn't. It was called Long, Long Way. Right. The Big O. More from the Cuttings Club. Shall we do it now? Yes, there's no time like the present. No time like the present. Here we are. What's this here? Which one shall we do? Radio pirate is fined £50 from the Irish Independent. A Dublin solicitor claimed in court yesterday that he had a verbal licence and official authorisation to operate a religious pirate radio by virtue of statements made by the Taoiseach, former Minister for Communications Jim Mitchell, and the present Minister Ray Burke. In a hearing which lasted almost an hour and a half, and which at times referred to as a charade by the District Justice and a farce by the state solicitor, Mr. T.C. Gerard O'Mahony claimed his Christian community radio was invaded by officials from the Department of, or the Department, that's it, not the DTI, the Department, and Guard Eye on grounds of, on discriminatory religious grounds, right. O'Mahony was before the court for keeping and using an unlicensed transmitter and antenna, oh yes, at 22 Merrion Square, Dublin 2. The equipment was seized in an official search of the premises on October the 29th last. During the hearing, I'm screwing this up. The defendant attempted to have the issue discussed in the context of public order and morality and claimed there was bias against religious and Christian radio. On at least 10 occasions, Justice Jarlath Ruane warned the defendant against raising irrelevant matters, and at one stage the justice told O'Mahony he was getting very near contempt of court, but he got away with it. That's not bad. I mean, you're a solicitor, so you should know what's right and what's wrong, and that you're over there in Ireland in 50 quid. That's not bad, is it, Steve?
Good, yeah.
No, not because I wouldn't... Well, it was, yes, that's right. Perhaps, perhaps if we started broadcasting religious material, we'd get away with it. But then again, probably not. There's no reply at all. That's Genesis from their album Abacab on the Big O. Right, well, we have a new mailing address and I'm about to give it you now. QSL fodder, QSL fodder. It's P.O. Box 1280 Rednal, Birmingham, B458SQ. Once again, do drop us a line at our new highly reliable P.O. Box, which is P.O. Box 1280, P.O. Box 1280, Rednal, Birmingham, B458SQ. And now, flashing back, I suppose this could be called the golden oldie now, from December of 87, it's Kiss, from the album Crazy Nights, and the hit single, A Little Thing Called Reason to Live. Is the Graham Edge Band on the Big O, and something we'd like to say. More cuttings after this one, do keep it safe.
You know, there's something we like to say. In the end it must be that way. In the end it must be that way.
Graham Edge Band featuring the one and only Adrian Gervitz, who went on to have a hit with Classic, remember that from 82, that's a track called Something We'd Like to Say. Right, here's a clipping from the Ealing and Southall and Acton Informer. Well, that's a convoluted title for a newspaper, but there you are. It says, Handwell's Irish community want to legalise a pirate radio station. Well, they would, wouldn't they? For the past few months, London's Irish Community Radio has been broadcasting Irish country and western music from an address in Acton. The studios were tracked down recently by inspectors from the Department of Trade and Industry, who confiscated the station's equipment. The station has been off-air ever since. Local Democrat... I thought the Democrats were, an American political party. I don't know whether he's got anything to do with the SLD or whatever it is, but there he is. A Democrat, Alan Whelan, has been approached by people in Hanwell asking him to start up a petition calling for the station's legalisation. Mr. Whelan said, "It wasn't until the radio station was closed down that I realised just how many listeners it had. I will do everything possible to ensure that the Irish community is given a licence to operate a station when community radio is launched in London," which means it's just bullshitting to get out of it at the moment. Here's Iggy Pop, Little Miss Emperor, on the Big O. Little Miss Emperor there from Iggy Pop. Come and tell the listeners what you've been doing to somebody's light, Steve, and make the program interesting. We've got a very long intro here. It takes ages and ages. It's 12-inch, so off you go. Well, believe it or not, there's this, the people up the road, they got one of these fancy lights that comes on. If you go walk into their drive or stop messing about with their car or something, this light comes on, big search beam. And would you believe, me and Mike here have been switching this light up by walking into the drive.
We've been very naughty.
Been very naughty. And the one night we went past, and the woman and the people were looking out the window.
They were, yes, I remember it.
You remember, right. And when I'd dropped Dave off at a certain place, and on my way back to this this house with his flashing lights, they were still looking out the window. Because we've been naughty, switching it on every time.
Very naughty. Very naughty, Steve. I hope we won't be doing it again, but we probably will tonight. See how empty our lives are. Right. It's good fun, yes. It's Glass Tiger, their current single on extended 12-inch mix here. Not getting a lot of airplay. In fact, I haven't heard this played on any other radio station apart from the Big O. It's called Diamond Sun. Glass Tiger, current single from them called Diamonds. So not doing too well, not getting a lot of airplay, but that's where the Big O steps in. We're Orion, we're broadcasting, well, we could well be on 6290 today because WFRL's second Sunday of the month broadcast. Once again, a reminder of our mailing address. Do drop us a line. The letters seem to have... well, dried up a bit lately, so we'd be pleased to hear from you at P.O. Box 1280, P.O. Box 1280, Rednall, Birmingham, B45 8SQ. Let's have a little bit of country and western now to please Steve. This is Nancy Griffith, her current UK single, and it's fairly good, fairly laid back. I Knew Love.
I knew love when it still meant
current UK single release from Nancy Griffith. She had another track out called Outbound Plane, which we played on the Big O. That one's I Knew Love. Right. More from the Cuttings Club a little bit later. May even read the logs out, but that's fairly boring, so don't know whether we will do that at all. Conditions weren't too bad last week, whether they weren't as bad as they were made out in the weekly report. So I heard Norman on 6.815 and also 6.310. He was a little bit stronger on 6.310, but perfectly acceptable signal on 6.815, so doing very, very well. Norman Nelson and Radio East Coast Commercial. Also, I must say hello to Neil West. Hopefully Neil's getting better now. As you know, he's had some... he was very, very ill, in fact, but he seems to be recovering now and back on the old shortwave listening and enjoying the music, hopefully. He gave me a ring the other day and was mentioning a rather obscene QSO that went on, but, of course, I wasn't responsible for that, was I, Steve? It was somebody else who'll remain nameless. Right, from the album On the Border, these are the Eagles, excellent stuff, this is called James Dean. That's James Dean. I think somebody's been playing that on a ceramic cartridge, to be honest. It's a good track, but unfortunately, it's sounding fairly rough there, to be honest. And in fact, I've had enough. I think we ought to really... there we go. One Eagles record that won't be played again on the Big O and cause damage to our own stylus here. That's, in fact, it was fairly good. That was the B-side, and on the A-side you've got Lion Eyes there, I think, but that was equally as distorted and naffo. I don't know what happened to that. When I first got that record, it was obtained from, I must admit it, a second-hand store. There's hardly any marks on it at all, but it's always sounded really rough, and the A-side sounded really rough as well. I don't know what's the matter. I think somebody's been cleaning it with kitchen flu live on air. We don't care. Here's In Excess, Australian Rockers, and this is a track called Do What You Do.
Hello, the record's finished. I shall have to stop going for a leak while the record's on there. Right, I think we'll move swiftly on the Big O. Put me unaware there. This is on our CD player, by the way. This one. I am certainly trying to wreck your stylist, Steve. This is XTC, recorded live on the 17th of September 1979, it says there, and it's a track. There is audio on it, Steve. Just be patient, be patient. It's just impatient boy. No, it comes in and then it's very loud and then you don't hear all the scratches on it. Here we are, you see? You can't hear the scratches now, can you? Yes, they don't call me the mixed doctor for nothing. Big O on a Sunday, playing you with the second track today from Starship. This one's We Built This City. We built this city, Starship. And here's a clipping here. It says, it's rival Radio 4 Helen. The daughter of BBC boss Michael Checkland is carrying out a rival career, or a career in radio on a rival station. Helen Checkland, 19, hosts a weekend fashion show for Britain's first satellite commercial station, Radio Nova International. And if Radio Nova hits the big time, it aims to capture 10 million listeners across Europe. Helen hopes to give up her full-time job as a customs officer at Gatwick Airport. She has already impressed disc jockeys Mike Reed and Paul Burnett, who are fronting the new station based at Camberley, Surrey. But she has had no special help from her father, who is BBC Director General. There we are. That's interesting stuff, isn't it? She doesn't need money. That's 10cc from their album One Night in Paris, and a track called Blackmail. Right, the Big O with possibly the final clipping from the Cuttings Club for today. It's entitled Local Radio in Satellite Venture, and it says here, a unique satellite-based programme distribution service is being set up by a group of Britain's biggest independent radio... Stop sneezing, Steve. Britain's biggest independent radio stations in readiness for the forthcoming explosion in commercial radio. The system, which will be operated by a newly formed company, Satellite Media Services... Steve's hiccuping here. What have you been doing, Steve? Satellite Media Services will enable programs and advertising to be beamed nationwide to users via the Intelsat 5 satellite from a control centre in London. The company will have capital of around £1 million, I wish I had that, provided by its principal shareholders, which include Capital Radio in London, Piccadilly in Manchester, Midlands Radio Holdings, Glasgow's Radio Clyde and Liverpool's Radio City. Part of the aim will be to tap into the demand for programmes from the hundreds of community radio stations which are expected to spring up as a result of government legislation. Last night, Nigel Walmsley, chairman of the new company, last night, that would have been a fair old time ago now, he said that the service would be aimed at both this market and existing independent radio stations. The service may also prove attractive for national radio advertising, the key to the success of the three planned national commercial stations. So there you are. Getting a bit funky now. We do occasionally like a funky track. If it moves, bunk it. And this is James D. Train Williams from his album Miracles of the Heart. Stand up and fight. The Big O, it's Orion. With the best in news and information on a Sunday morning. Stand up and fight. Fairly raunchy sound there. Dance-orientated music, so we'll play that one for Jay Burkett. But I quite like that. I could get into that. I must admit, I don't think I'd buy that sort of music like Steve does, but it's the very boring, bland soul music that I can't bear at all. This is the sort of stuff I'm into at the moment. From Midnight Oil, Diesel and Dust is the LP. This one's Gun Barrel Highway. What do you think of Midnight Oil, Steve? No answer.
I'll give you something.
Midnight Oil from Australia, and that's a track called Gun Barrel Highway. We're getting a little bit obscure now with Susie and the Banshees. This is also on our CD player. It starts very quietly and then it livens up a bit. what else could we do that's interesting, Steve? What do you reckon? Where's that weekly report? We finished with the Cuttings Club now. What do you reckon this is doing to your stylus, Steve? Probably, yeah. It's not too bad, this track. As I say, it does sort of tend to take a fairly long time to liven up, though. What else have we got in here? Not a lot, really. Well, you could buy an FM transmitter here. 50-watt FM for 130 quid. Highly dubious address there. It says, NB, a license may be required to operate this equipment. Where do they get the may from? A license is required, but the catch is that you can't obtain one. Yeah, but that may be true. I hadn't thought of that. Susie's wailing away here. Ow! There we are. That was Eve White, Eve Black. I think let's have a look at the record there. Yes, Eve White, Eve Black track going back to 1980 there from Susie Sue and the Banshees that we probably won't be playing again on the Big O. Let's take it off there. It doesn't want to come off the deck for some reason. Right, let's proceed with the good music. From the Primitives. Thank you, Tracy. And we'll move on with Black Sabbath. And this is a track called Looking for Today. Looking for today, that's Black Sabbath. Well, what's been going on in the news this week? It's all been cricket. I mean, I find cricket very boring, you know. But I must admit, it's got lively lately, hasn't it? I suppose that must be the reason why they sort of indulge with young ladies and barmaids late at night, because cricket's so boring anyway. They have to find some light relief. What do you reckon, Steve? I reckon it's so boring, isn't it? Anyway, we haven't got any females in here. And nobody could sack us anyway, even if we had. Right here, we're rocking on the Big O. 6290, possibly. Had to check with the engineer what particular piece of quartz is in the transmitter at the moment. Blackfoot, and going back to 1983, this one's Driving Fool. Just a final reminder of our mailing address on today's Big O Extravaganza. It's Orion 8... No, it's not that one anymore. I keep on saying that. It's P.O. Box 1280 Rednal, Birmingham B458SG. I have given out the address three times on today's program to our Extravaganza. That's more than I would do normally. But we are trying to publicise the new address, so hope you understand, listener. It's P.O. Box 1280 Rednal, Birmingham B458SQ, Sierra, Quebec. That's Blackfoot, Driving Fool from 83. And Steve was telling me that when he was involved with an FM station called County Radio, which is no more here in the West Midlands, he played that an awful lot. Not surprising either. It's a very good track, that. Is AC/DC, one of the few heavy metal bands that can get into the charts apart from Iron Maiden. We're getting ready to rock with this one, Heat Seeker.